Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Sensemaker. Hi, I'm Claudia, and this is Sensemaker. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, how a former drug user from Scotland could change the country's streets forever.
I said from the beginning that whatever it takes, you know, I'm going to go out and do this. If I'm doing something that breaks the law, come and stop me doing it.
On Thursday, Scotland goes to the polls, and everyone knows the main storyline. The Scottish National Party is fighting to win enough votes to pave the way for an independence referendum. But over in the seat of Falkirk East, one election candidate, a man called Peter Crycant, is fighting for something completely different. To consign Scotland's place as the drug deaths capital of Europe to the history books. So what is he actually trying to do? And does he have any chance of succeeding?
I think we took our eye off the ball on drugs deaths, and I've said as much to the Scottish Parliament. I've said set out what we will do.
That was Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, speaking in a leaders' debate a couple of weeks ago. And her critics would say she's downplaying things a bit. Scotland's drug death rates are 15 times higher than the average in Europe. The number of drug deaths reported in Scotland has nearly tripled since 2010. And because of drug users sharing needles on the streets, for the past few years, Glasgow has been going through the worst outbreak of HIV in the UK for 3 decades. When every day, on average, 4 more people are dying from a drug overdose, the situation is urgent. And that's where Peter Crycant comes in.
Supervising the addicts taking their own drugs is Peter Crycant, who modified this minibus. On board, clean needles.
Since August last year, Peter Crycant has been operating a mobile injection van in Glasgow. People can bring their illegal drugs to the van and take them with clean needles under his supervision. He also has medicine on hand which can reverse overdoses. But Peter Crycant's story with drugs goes back much further. By 11 years old, he was smoking cannabis. By 17, he was injecting heroin. A few years later, he was living on the streets. Now that he's been sober for 2 decades, you can imagine how he could be a useful role model for people still struggling through addiction. But Peter Crycant isn't employed by the local council or by a health service to drive around his van. He's doing it without permission, because what he's doing is illegal, but in his eyes, completely essential. People who use the van agree.
Nobody else helps us, there's nowhere else we can go. Do you know what I mean? Because he's been through most of this shit, he understands, do you know what I mean?
And although the whole thing might sound pretty radical, other countries have been doing it for years. A Canadian injection facility called Insight has been operating since 2003. There have been thousands of drug overdoses there, but not a single death. In Denmark, supervised injection sites have been legal since 2012, and drug-related deaths in the country have stabilised. So there's evidence it works. And Peter Crycant is using the political stage to make it more than just a man with a van.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What 3 reasons why you should vote for my dad in the Scottish Parliament elections? 1, because he's honest. 2, because he's reliable. And 3, because he helps people who have problems right now.
Peter Crycant doesn't express much hope of winning the Falkirk East seat which he's running for. He's admitted as much, running a campaign on a shoestring with the help of his friends or family. nor is it entirely clear what the Scottish Government can actually do about setting up legal injection sites. The Lord Advocate, the most senior legal officer of the Scottish Government, said his hands are tied unless the UK changes the law, which it doesn't plan to. But in an election otherwise dominated by talk about independence, Peter Krykant is still doing something really important. He's getting candidates to actually commit to stuff. More than 80 of them have signed up to Peter Krykant's proposed law, which would set up safe sites around Scotland. And beyond that, he's also getting drug reform at the heart of the national conversation. Candidates are talking about it on the campaign trail. And as you heard earlier, even Nicola Sturgeon is being challenged on what more the government can do. None of this comes a moment too soon, because Peter Krykant wants to retire the van for good.
I need to, at some point, be able to move on with my own life. But it's the leaving the people that I've built relationships with, knowing that they've not got an alternative.
Whether or not he wins on Thursday, he's getting Scotland one step closer to giving its drug users that alternative. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Zav, Ella, Basha and Kerry, and we all work for Tortoise Media. We're trying to build a different kind of newsroom at Tortoise, one that's open, collaborative and free from all the clutter and the noise of the daily news cycle. We'd love you to be a part of it by signing up. It's really easy to do and it's cheaper than a weekly cup of coffee. Membership starts from just £1 a week. Go to tortoisemedia.com/friend and use my personal code Claudia50 and you'll get 50% off. Today's story was written by Xavier Greenwood and produced by Amy Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.